Our next two contestants will play a game about the present, by which we mean darkness, anxiety, and conspicuous consumption. Let's meet them. First up, Charlie Cohen on buzzer number one. You work in customer experience at a trendy eyewear store. Welcome.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Charlie, you are Jewish, but your fiancé is Catholic, so how are you celebrating the holidays?
The Catholic way.
Okay, how would
you... No debate.
How would you like to celebrate the holidays?
I really miss Jewish Christmas, going to a movie and eating Chinese food. I haven't gotten to do it for the last 5 years, and probably never again.
That's love, my friend.
Yeah.
Your opponent is Dylan Sorensen on buzzer number two. You're a musician. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Dylan, tell us about a couple holiday traditions that you do in your family.
My favorite tradition every year is we try to remember what room we put the Christmas tree in. Now,
you mean you forget? Your house is that big?
No, just no one wants to look at the picture.
Oh, from last year.
From the previous year, yeah. So, you know, it's always factions, and we could look it up, but why miss a good argument?
So your family argue over the placement of the tree.
Yes.
And anything else?
My family always makes me watch White Christmas, which is my least favorite movie. And I can't tell if they like it so much because I hate it or I hate it because they like it so much.
Being miserable on Christmas is right up my alley.
Okay, remember, Charlie and Dylan, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our holiday party at the end of the show. So your game is about the present, or rather, presents. It's called Gift Exchange. We're going to tell you what gifts two famous fictional characters might give each other. You just ring in and identify the duo.
Here is the twist. If you answer correctly, instead of earning a point, you get to open any one of those wrapped presents we've placed on stage. That's very exciting. And just like during the holidays, the winner of this game won't be the contestant with the most gifts, but the contestant with the best gift.
And by best gift, we mean, of course, the gift that's worth the most money. So try to open as many as you can. Here we go. What two characters would exchange these gifts? For her, a diamond necklace called the Heart of the Ocean. For him, a spot in a lifeboat. Charlie.
The two characters from Titanic, Kate and Leo. That's the actors' names.
Can you give us a character name, please?
Jack is the guy and the girl, Kate Winslet.
Dylan, can you steal?
Jack and Rose.
That is correct.
Wow.
All right, Dylan, choose a gift and open it up.
I'm going to go with this one.
All right, open it up.
It's
what
really
do you
heavy.
Got?
Okay. It's a box of coconut-flavored LaCroix water.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Coconut being the most divisive flavor they make.
Polarizing. That wasn't a pun. I just was agreeing.
For her, some nice shoes and an attaché case for her FBI files. For him, some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Dylan.
It's the guy who eats people.
I see how this game is going to go.
Can you be more specific?
It's Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
And Jodie Foster.
Oh, boy. This is like an O. Henry story.
I need you guys to start focusing on the female characters' names.
June sounds like a good FBI name.
All right, that's good.
Charlie, can you steal
Hannibal Lecter and Clarice?
Yes, that's correct. So, Charlie, go ahead and open a present.
I did.
It's a small, kind of a book-looking one, but what is it?
Flashdance on DVD.
Ah. Oh. She's a maniac. Spoiler alert, she's a maniac.
For him, a cigar box to store his paperclip collection. For him, a soap dish to hold his rubber ducky. For both of them, a copy of the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell versus Hodges. Charlie.
Bert and Ernie.
That is correct, yes. Okay, open a gift.
I'm going to steal this red bag.
Yeah, red bag.
Oh.
Pass the tissue paper.
What is it?
Socks.
Yeah.
Socks. I hope I can keep these because I need them.
I like that you're already like, I really need socks.
I really do.
This is your last clue. Is this a present I see before me? For him, the Scottish crown. For her, spot remover. Charlie.
Macbeth and Lady Macbeth.
You got it. Last gift.
Pokemon Mad Libs.
Oh. I verb you, Pikachu. All right, puzzle guru Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes.
Who ended the game with the most expensive gift?
Dylan's seltzer is an astounding $3.69.
Whoa.
But Charlie broke the bank with those socks, which are $9.29.
Whoa.
For my historical perspective, that's an insane amount to pay for socks. That's Bob Cratchit's annual salary.
If you want to keep the Quizmas spirit alive or make the 8 nights of Puzzleka last all year long, come be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, it's trivia from the future. And only I know the identity of our mystery guest. Who will figure it out first, Jonathan or Scrooge? God guess us, everyone. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.